Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek and I am your host. And as always, I have my two fantastic hosts, Whitney and Amanda. Amanda, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Absolutely peachy. Whitney, you have returned. Welcome back.
I'm back, baby.
It's
And
been
it's
like
almost
a
Christmas.
month since anybody's heard
I know.
your voice.
I know. And they get to hear my very congested, cough-rattled voice this episode. Congratulations. And it's almost Christmas, so I'm going to eat 3 whole days worth of food, just so you guys know, just like
Good.
Luffy.
15 meals right there. Wait, yeah.
5 meals a day. I'm gonna do
Yep,
it.
5 meals a day. And we have a special guest with us today. Annabelle, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fucking capital.
I'm very happy to be back. Talk some One Piece. I don't have anybody else in my life to talk One Piece about, so.
I mean, you're welcome to talk One Piece with us whenever you want.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Speaking of One Piece, I don't know if any of you heard, Netflix announced some One Piece news this week that they are doing a remake
Wait,
of
what?
their Netflix is doing a remake of the anime.
No.
It
It has
has
to do with animation style, I think, is what it sounded like.
they have a new animation company that's gonna restart One Piece from the
You just
beginning.
blew my mind there for a second. I was so confused because I thought you were talking about the live action, and I was like, Derek, are you fucking with me right now? Because it's already out.
They are they're redoing the anime. They've got
That
a
seems.
company called WIT Productions, I guess, that is going to WIT. They did so WIT is known for My Hero Academia, is one they did, Spy Family, and I can't remember a couple others. I haven't seen any of them. I'm a little worried about
It
it.
sounds like a waste of money.
But
It does. I'm not really
redrawing
sure.
it, I'm
Yeah, I
confused.
think so.
From what I hear, they're gonna get rid of all the filler and stuff like that. And I think a lot, I think part of it is the fact that a lot of people don't want to watch One Piece because of the length of the show it is. So it's almost like they're gonna try to still tell the same story with the same characters and everything without, and cutting out as much fluff as they can, is what it sounds like they're going to do.
Still gonna
Okay,
be a
so they're
lot though,
like
right? Condensing it.
yeah, like I don't know how it's gonna go, and like I need to see more of the animation style, but like it's gonna bug me if they pick some shitty ass animation and art and stuff like that. Like the drop down from Teen Titans to Teen Titans Go, or like Scooby-Doo, Where Are You, to the new Scooby-Doo that's like stick figures and shit. Like that's gonna
Yeah.
bug the fuck out of me. I don't
Well,
know that I'll be able to do
I used to
it.
watch My Hero Academia a little bit with my kid, and it looked pretty, I mean, it looked fine. I mean, it definitely looked better, I think, than like early 90s anime style, but that could just be because it's early 90s and it's gonna look better no matter what, you know. I haven't seen the latest One Piece to see what it looks like.
I haven't seen much, like all I've seen is a logo and like looking at, because like Luffy stands in the eye in the logo, and it already looks weird. No.
Just seems like a big waste of money. Like you're already doing the live action. Why not just take that money and funnel it into that?
I
Yeah, because like it's
don't
not even
know.
done. Like, I mean, like the whole One Piece story isn't done.
Yeah.
But Oda's involved in it and he seems like on board. So I was like, okay, I guess. I mean,
I
whatever.
guess.
It's given people jobs, I guess, is it?
It,
It
yeah, I don't. We'll
haters.
see. We'll see what happens with
Derek's not gonna like it because
it.
Derek doesn't like change when it comes to One Piece.
If that fucking waitress isn't in it, he's gonna raise hell.
If you make Arlong's nose look like toothpicks, watch out. Eric's coming after you.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it bothered me.
Yeah, what's the difference? What's the difference?
Just
The
because I'm
same thing.
annoyed with it doesn't mean I dislike it. It just means I don't necessarily like it.
That's, oh my God, shut up. That's exactly what I mean when I say I'm annoyed by something. I don't like it.
it's just neutral. It's just there and it catches my eye and it looks weird.
Okay.
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 I wonder how long Wendy's going to keep talking about these fucking toothpicks.
I didn't keep bringing them up, I will say.
No, that's fair. Okay, that's fair. But you are bringing them up now.
Am.
So, episodes 126 to 130 this week, and we finished up the Alabasta arc. And
Thank
obviously,
God. Right?
About
Finally.
fucking time.
we can talk more about the arc as a whole later, after we're done reviewing these episodes. But just as far as these five episodes go, Annabelle, let's start with you. What'd you think of these episodes?
I enjoyed, well, I'm half and half because it was like the first two or three, it was kind of slow because it's like finishing up and setting up for the next, what they're going to do next. But then that last episode, holy shit, interesting.
That it
Yeah.
is.
Yeah, that it is.
Yeah,
Very interesting.
way to hit the end of an arc.
Yeah. But yeah, it was okay. The Alabasta arc was way too fucking long for my taste. I was fucking over it, and I'm just gonna say this right now. I'm so sick of looking at Vivi's face. I'm so over her. Like unpopular opinion, I kind of can't stand Vivi. She's kind of annoying.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you love her, Derek. I know you lo like
I mean,
worship the ground she walks on,
I
but
wouldn't go that far. I do like Vivi. Okay. I do like Vivi. There are a lot of people that I know though that like Vivi a lot more than I do. Like
really?
I try to calm a lot of other people down on Vivi.
I don't get it. I don't see it. Like I'm just so excited to not have to see her face for a very long time. Annabelle, do you also have the issue where like it was getting really irritating to me that she always has to be saved by somebody else and like she can't ever like she tries to do stuff but she just keeps getting stopped. She gets captured or she gets apprehended or something happens and she can't move forward with the thing she's trying to do. That was frustrating, and I also was very irritated by particularly the 126 episode. All she did was fucking scream the entire fucking episode. It drove me
Yes.
up the fucking wall. And
Thank
then the last
you.
episodes
Stop
with the
hiding.
bomb and the timer, like stop screaming and crying
Oh.
about Crocodile and figure out how to disable the fucking timer. Oh my
Yes.
God, you're so worried about your country and your people, but you're doing the bare minimum. Like, dude, it drove me insane. She's so whiny. Oh, I
Yes. Oh my
can't.
God.
Oh my gosh. So it's so funny. One thing that I will give that's interesting about doing this podcast is the fact that like I pay attention to how many episodes something goes on now. So I like think about it back to my first watch through and this with Vivi screaming. If you would have asked me before we started the Alabasta arc, hey, how long do you think she screams? I would have told you five episodes. Because it just feels like she's up there for fucking ever, just screaming and screaming. And so when we get here and I see it's one episode, I'm like, what the fuck
Dude,
was I
she's
watching?
just it's she's just whiny. Whether she's screaming or not, she's still whining about something
Yeah, I just,
that
yeah.
she can't control. Like, I understand, girl, I got control issues too, but sometimes you just gotta let that shit fucking go. and figure something else. Ridiculous.
Okay. Amanda, what do you think of these episodes?
Yeah, I kind of felt the same. It was a little bit like the first half of them were kind of taking its time to wrap the story up. Like it wrapped everything up, I think, in like the first half of the first episode that we watched. And then it just kind of kept going and going. It's like, okay, now we're gonna do this. And like the subsequent episodes was like, okay, now we're gonna have a party, and now we're gonna watch everybody eat. And now I'm like, okay, do we need five more episodes to close this out? I don't think so. They probably could have done it in like two, but that's okay. And I wasn't super clear. I guess we can get into it when we get into 126, but like it started raining and I was like, is that because of Crocodile? Because he's gone now and the power is like done. Unless I just wasn't paying attention and they did
No,
explain it, but
I
I
had
have
that
questions about
question
that as
too.
well. Yeah.
Yeah,
Samesies.
I think that's a fair question.
Derek's doing his
Fuck
squint.
off,
His
Derek.
I fucking didn't say
interesting
anything. Wow, everybody gets so mad so quickly today. Shit.
I'm sick of looking at Vivi's face. I'm so happy to be rid of her.
So you take it out on me?
Yes.
Okay.
You're Vivi personified here.
Whitney, what about you? What do
You
you think?
guys took the words right out of my mouth. I listen, I've liked Vivi. I've appreciated her loyalty to her home and her need to be the leader and to help. And I appreciate all of that. And the fact that she sees the pirates for who they are and that they're loyal and she loves them and yada yada. But like 126 broke me hard.
Right? Yes.
I just when I thought she was going to stop screaming, she kept screaming. Stop fighting. Stop. Come on. And Amanda, to your point, early Vivi, like I'm talking, what's the place where all the Baroques work where we first met them?
Whiskey Peak.
Yeah. Early Vivi, she had her weapon. She was a fighter. She was cunning. And now she's just running around waiting on people to help. And I mean, I understand that everybody sometimes needs help and they can't fight all their battles themselves. But like you said, yeah, she had to be rescued a lot. And it was just like, what happened to the Vivi that we knew before? Like the fierce warrior that's not just crying about what's happening. Like she just kind of seemed helpless, wandering around aimlessly for a very long time in this arc to me. And I like her, but I, again, she just broke me this episode. I could not handle it anymore. It was killing me. I know it's
Okay.
killing you inside,
No,
Derek. Like,
it's fine. I know we're good. We're good.
the later episodes I liked better because like Annabelle said, it was a very long arc. It was very long and drawn out. Lots of flashbacks, lots of side stuff going on. And then right back at it, we're really fast again and we've got new people. And some old people introduced, and I was like, oh, hey, there's so and so. But like the new Marine that we got to meet, I'll talk about her later. But that was exciting to me. I love new stuff and new events. So I'm ready to see who the big bad's going to be next.
Cool. I liked these episodes, you know, like all of you kind of said, there was some like fluff in the, you know, in the middle episodes and stuff like that. Like they hung around afterward a little too long, I think, though. Like I did like the dining room scene and stuff like that where they're just chowing down. Like I thought that was funny, especially like watching the guards' reactions and watching them go from really pissed off to actually enjoying the company of the crew. So scenes like that, you know, I really definitely enjoyed. But yeah, in between the like this first episode into the last one, there's just not a lot that goes on there. It's just kind of like a catch up and, you know, the effects of everything that's happened in Alabasta lately. So in parts it's pretty slow. But yeah, I'll admit I've been waiting for these episodes for a long time. For reasons. So yeah. Y'all ready to jump into 126?
Yep.
Let's do it.
We
Let's bash Phoebe. Let's go.
have
Everyone stares at the sky dumbfounded as the bomb explodes while Pell is carrying it off. The soldiers on both sides of the battle pause and then begin fighting again right away. Repeatedly, Vivi screams from the bell tower, begging them to stop fighting, but nobody can hear her. Below, Crocodile stands tall as the poison continues to spread throughout Luffy's body. As he gets back up, Croc charges again, but this time Luffy is able to drive his hook into the ground and snap it off. Luffy lays out a nice string of attacks and sends him flying into the air. One last barrage of hits sends Crocodile through the catacomb ceiling and into the air above the capital. Vivi and the crew all gasp as they realize Luffy is finally victorious. As Crocodile falls back to the ground, Vivi again screams to get everyone's attention, but she continues to fail until rain begins to fall. All of the soldiers stop fighting, and finally, they can hear Vivi's cries. Whitney, let's go with you again on this one.
Did you say me? I was coughing.
I
Sorry.
did, yeah.
Okay. I don't have a ton of notes for this because there was a lot of fighting, but the screaming I've already talked about. I wish Vivi would stop screaming is the first note that I had. And I thought it was just so long and drawn out. Like she's standing there. It's just more of the same that we've seen. And I like the fighting between Crocodile and Luffy, but it seemed a little convoluted, like with the poison being introduced, and like I kept forgetting he was poisoned.
Yeah, you didn't really
And then
notice it.
so I don't know that that was specifically needed, but it's what they did. And I said that Crocodile was he was very cunning and powerful. He's a very smart villain, and he planned really well. He was a good at sabotage, and like he took over this whole island, so it was like he did a good job as a villain, but one-on-one combat was not his strong suit, right? And I think either you guys mentioned it or it's been mentioned somewhere else that like he's not really used to having one-on-one combat because he usually could take care of business with his powers before. So he's just not a really a good fighter, it seems like, because
Yeah,
he
Amanda and I were talking about that last week.
Yeah, and I mean, he thinks he killed Luffy twice. He didn't. And this, was the end of him. I did like I forgot that Luffy is Luffy, like that he's the silly, carefree guy because he's so angry in these episodes and he's such like a tough fighter. And I liked his Gum Gum Storm, I think is what he called it when he went after him with all the fists all at once. So that was kind of cool. And it had really good music. It was like a nice symphony score. I don't know if anybody else noticed. It was like horns and strings. It was very cool.
Very horny.
Very horny. Yeah. Koza's back randomly.
Randomly.
Wondered when that was going to happen. I mean, we figured, but I didn't know when that was going to happen. And I had questions about the rain too, Amanda, because they kind of mentioned like, is this the fake rain that was on the boat, or what's it called? The dance
Dance
powder?
powder. Yeah,
Yeah.
dance powder.
So I wondered if it was the dance powder, or if the fact that he went away and was not keeping the rain from falling anymore. And I don't know that they answered it unless I missed that somewhere
I don't think
in
they
these.
did either. I think it's kind of inferred, I guess, that it's a little bit of both. Like, I think the dance powder was used, but I also think Crocodile was like using his powers to like suck the moisture out of the air as well.
So where was the dance powder? They said it was on some boat, but I can't remember
Yeah, they said it was on a
which.
ship just off the coast of Alabasta.
Just a ship somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought they were trying to say it was Smoker. There was something with Smoker
Yeah, Smoker
and
was the one that got
Tuna.
it.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, they were
But
the
didn't
one that
he deny
stopped the ship.
it?
He denied stopping Crocodile. He didn't deny taking out the
Oh.
ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely Smoker and Hina though that took care of the rain dance ship or whatever.
All right.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Okay. Annabelle. Go for it.
Okay.
Here we go. Buckle
Okay.
up.
Fuck Vivi. Her fucking screaming. Oh my God, dude. The amount of time she was screaming, she could have ran down there and like got into the fight herself, but no, she just stood there and screamed the whole time, even though she knew nobody could
Nobody.
fucking hear her. Dude. Dude, like I have a 4-month-old, y'all know this, and like I'm a pretty patient person. So, and like the crying I'm pretty patient with. I can last a pretty good amount of time before I lose my shit. Dude, I was on the edge, like ready to fucking break skulls with her fucking screaming. Holy shit.
It
Okay.
just never stopped.
It never
God,
stopped. Oh, dude, ridiculous. Crocodile and the poison hook. I don't know about y'all, but they showed that hook like 20 times in this episode, and I got that phobia with the holes that like gives me the willies. Yeah,
Oh
that
God,
hook,
what's that
it was,
called?
I can't, I don't know what
Trypophobia?
it's called.
Yeah, trypophobia, I think.
I don't know. I see stuff like that with the holes, and like my instinct is I want to like put my fingers in it and rip it apart to make it like a bigger hole, because it just makes me uncomfortable. So yeah, every time the hook was on screen, got the willies,
Okay.
heebie-jeebies.
I want to know if the thing like whistles, like when he's swinging it around, like
Right, because of
with all
all
the
the
holes.
holes,
Yeah.
it has to, like a piccolo.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
it has to. There's no way it doesn't.
It better whistle in the live action. I just need to hear it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's another thing. I am not looking forward to season two of the live action because I know it's going to be this entire thing. It's going to be all of Alabasta. Nothing more because there's so much to cover in it. And I mean, I have faith in Netflix because they seem to have made a lot of things that I hated in the anime something that I like in the live action. So maybe they'll make Vivi likable for me, but I'm not looking forward to season two because I know it's going to be all of this.
I kind of hope that like they'll do what they did with Sanji, like where they got rid of the worst parts of Sanji.
Yeah.
They'll make Vivi like a stronger woman character. That's what I hope for. Like maybe show some more of her combat moves and like
Make her a
spy
role
type.
model.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
when you were talking earlier about how you liked Vivi in the beginning because she was all cool with her gadgets and shit, that was Miss Wednesday. I miss Miss Wednesday. Where the
Yeah.
fuck is she?
Yeah.
Where did she go? Because
More
this
of
is
that.
not her at all. This is somebody that doesn't want any help, but is constantly needing it and asking for it or like screaming for it. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
And I think there's something to be said that like she was getting desperate because it was
Yeah.
getting so bad, and I understand that. But yeah, there was just something about that I couldn't let go. I was like, where, what happened, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you were able to be this badass double agent in Baroque Works, and now you just.
Are falling
I
apart,
under,
kind of. Yeah.
yeah, like I understand everybody loses their steam, but it just seems like it was like pretty much Miss Wednesday was the facade the whole time, like even her fighting and all that, because we don't really see much of her fighting. Even this, when she kicked out Miss Father's Day and the other guy, she didn't
Yeah.
do any fighting for that. She was helped for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trying to
Yeah.
think how, I'm trying to remember how that really happened, and I don't recall.
It was
Very
when,
quick.
yeah, because they were trying to get her up there, and basically she collided into them, and that was
That's
it.
right.
That's how she got them out.
Because Chopper like hurled her into them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, they
that's
were like
right.
standing on each other, yeah.
Because I was gonna
Yeah.
say, I know she ripped out her peacock slashers or whatever,
Yeah,
but
she
I
had
just
them out. It just didn't work.
yeah I just remember the her using them on the fuse. I don't remember her using them on Miss Father's
Yes.
Day or
Yeah,
anything.
she didn't
That's
use them on
right. Yeah, she
anybody. She
didn't.
had it. Yeah.
And like every other time she's tried to use them like against crocodile or something. Well, nothing fucking works against crocodile. I guess she could have gotten them wet. That would have worked, but whatever. We'll
Dude,
just leave that there.
could you imagine if she went up against Crocodile by herself? She'd be fucked.
Oh yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead
Totally dead.
immediately.
Yep.
Immediately.
I mean, I would
Oh my
think it would be
God.
fair to say a lot of people would. Like
Yeah.
I don't know that anyone could have beaten him at this point besides Zora or Missile. I think Missile Sunday probably could have.
I don't think
Like,
Zoro could even.
I
Maybe. He was a
don't think he
toughie.
could have. Yeah, he's
He was a
tough.
tough one this go round. Much more powerful than Arlong.
Oh yeah.
Moving on from Vivi. There's this part in the episode where Luffy kicks the shit out of Crocodile and he like turns around, and the way that they drew him turning around, it looks like he's missing an eye, which but he's not missing an eye, but it looked so cool. I want to see one-eyed Luffy at some point in the anime. I think that'd be awesome.
And one-eyed Luffy. Interesting.
Yeah, it
Okay.
looked so cool. It looked freaking awesome. He would rock an eye patch like big time.
Like a
Oh, he would love that.
Nick
Yeah.
Fury style Luffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Oh yeah, when he gets all angry.
mean, I can see it. Yeah. Maybe he goes undercover or something like that and rocks it for a little bit, or I don't know why he would hide an eye going undercover, but whatever, fuck it.
It's Luffy. Come on. Why
It's
do you have to
Luffy.
ask these questions?
Exactly. He'll just do it to do
You're right.
it.
Yeah, he would.
He's like the least deep person possible. Anything else on this one, Annabelle?
Just an agreement. I was confused about the rain. Was that because of Crocodile or was that because of this dance powder shit? I think it was because Crocodile being dead. But another thing that bugged me was everybody stopped fighting because it was raining. It hasn't rained in 3 years. And then they all just started fighting again. Like, you think that would be enough to stop this war because that was the main problem of everything. The whole situation of Alabasta was there was no rain. They were struggling for natural resources, and now we have the rain. You think that that would stop them, but they all just started fighting again.
I think they started fighting after Crocodile fell. I think they stopped when the rain fell. Like, I don't think they started fighting again. I know they definitely were still getting really pissy about fucking everything.
Yeah, they. It rained and then they stopped because they were like, oh, it's raining. And then they started fighting again. And then I think Vivi somehow was able to get them to stop fighting. I don't know how the fuck she was able to do that. Yeah. That
Okay.
bugged me. But yeah.
Amanda. 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 Amanda.
I don't really have too much more than that. My first note was Vivi is helpless once again. Sad face. Yeah, they really like Luffy's final moves against Crocodile destroyed the fucking city. Just like tore buildings
Yeah.
down. Like I get it. Good for you for stopping him. And I guess that was the way to do it, but I mean it just like went through the literal foundations of the town and knocked buildings over, so that kind of sucks for the for all those people. Now they have to like rebuild even more stuff. But yeah, I guess I don't know. I kind of agree with Whitney earlier when you were talking about how bits of the fight maybe weren't too necessary because Crocodile isn't great with the one-on-one combat. So, like, did we need too much more of that? Because he was kind of just like at that point, by this episode already, I was like, okay, he's clearly not going to win. Like, I think Luffy can take him out because even with the poison, it seemed like he still had an upper hand. But I mean, I guess they still had to destroy the city, so might as well keep going. Yeah, I guess I just the main question that I had was about the rain and why it started. So I guess I was thinking just whatever power Crocodile had, it kind of went away when he was defeated. Is he dead or is he not dead?
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not.
Nobody dies in One Piece.
Yes. But yeah, so I figured it was kind of some kind of like magical spell, like when you kill the witch, the power goes away or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. I was really liking like the string of hits that Luffy was getting here at the end, like just the way it was going, like in the I guess with the music and the manner at which Luffy was stringing his attacks together and all the confidence and everything, like guy was in the zone, okay? And like you're just feeling it the whole time. You're like, this is it. This is where he fucking ends it. So I was liking the wrap up there. When Crocodile was in the air and you can see everyone pauses, I like that they flash to Chopper and he's like in the middle of biting somebody's head. I thought that was really funny. And the thing that pissed me off was Vivi screaming, but also no, that was not what pissed me off more than anything in this episode, was when she's done screaming. She is about 200 feet in the air in this clock tower and about a quarter mile away from the battle. And yet, whenever she finally does get everybody's attention, she's just talking in a normal voice. And I get that shit echoes, okay, especially like in some place that's all concrete like this. There's no way that fucking carried, okay? No fucking
Right.
way. I was like, the one time you should be screaming and you're not. That was the thing that was frustrating me. I was like, yeah, keep going. And yeah, that was really the last note I had on this one. But like you, like both of you, I'm ready to be done with Alabasta. I'm ready to move on here. So I was ready to be done with like the main conflicts. Okay, 127. The rebels continue to scream at Vivi in anger as they explain everything that has happened. Chaka and Egrim both reappear on the battlefield to shut down both sides of the battle. The kid from Nanohana finally gets a chance to explain that every event from, or that the event from Nanohana was actually Mr. Two in disguise. Finally, both armies are realizing how much they have truly been manipulated. Tashigi arrives and reveals that Baroque Works' ship off the coast was using dance powder to create rain, in turn keeping it all away from Alabasta. She strips his title as one of the seven warlords of the sea for his crimes against Alabasta, and places him and all of Baroque Works' agents under arrest. The Marines attempt to place the sleeping Straw Hats under arrest, but Tashigi shuts them down repeatedly. Your crew finally gets some rest. In the palace as it continues to rain outside. Tashigi finally meets back up with Smoker and Captain Hina, and she apologizes for everything that happened. Smoker tells her to buck up and learn from it, and there is no reason to be sad about it, and there is no reason to be sorry for it. He gets a call from Marine HQ, and it is obvious that they are trying to give Smoker credit for taking down Crocodile instead of the Straw Hats, but Smoker strenuously objects. Amanda, we'll start with you. What do you think of this episode?
I don't have a ton on this one because it was kind of a little bit of an in-between thing here, but there was like some random narration going on, like over a lot of the scenes that hadn't happened for, I don't know if that's happened ever, but if it has, it's been a long time because I don't remember that going on
They
before.
do little bits of narration in different spots, yeah. The
But
live
yeah, there's
action
just
even have a
like,
narrator too, if you remember.
I don't
Just
remember.
yeah.
The world like any other, unlike
Oh,
any
yeah.
other.
It was Ian McShane that did the
Oh, right. Yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, just kind of like came out of nowhere. And then I, in the beginning, when everybody was getting arrested, and then our pal Bonclay pops in and he's like, "That's my cue to leave." And I'm like, "Oh, we're going to see him again because he's looks like he's dipping out of
Yay.
this." And then we do see him again, which is more fun. And then we meet this Hina person who talks about herself in the third person. I was like, Hina's disappointed. I was like, who is this person? What is her deal? Yeah, but she's new, came out of nowhere. Kind of just showed up on Smoker's ship, so
She does
I
that.
guess she popped it at some point. Is she the same rank as him?
Yeah, she's a captain.
Okay.
They didn't really say it till like the last episode, I think, but yeah, she is a captain.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I liked that Smoker was trying to give them credit, because it seems like we've talked about how we're not really sure where he stands with stuff, but he seems like he's going more to the, like, along the lines of Garp, with, he's trying to do the right thing. Even though he's a Marine, he's still, like, at least at this point, seems like he's at least trying to give them credit, and he knows that they were the ones who actually took down Crocodile. And then with everything that he had Tashigi doing before, it's shown us more of his character, so that's always good. And then we got a little random shot of the Kung Fu dugongs again. Don't know why that was there. Kind
We
of forgot why
always
that was
need the
there.
Kung Fu dugongs, okay?
Yep, I
The
just have that in my
samurai
notes. That's all
seals.
it says. LOL Kung Fu dugongs. Yeah, that's all I had for this one.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and go next. Cobra mentions to the crew that Luffy's poison is neutralized now. And I was like, okay, where is the fucking explanation here? Because Crocodile made this seem like you're dead if it touches you. And then not only does Luffy power through it, less than 30 minutes later, it's gone. You know, we don't need to, no treatment is needed on this shit. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going
See, that's why I was like, is that even a thing that we needed to
Yeah.
be there, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. And then I do want to emphasize one thing this episode, that Crocodile was stripped of his title. So he was not stripped of his title because he got his ass handed to him, but because of his crimes against Alabasta. As a warlord, you can get your ass whooped and still keep your title. Like, that's not an eliminating factor. So I did want to just make sure that everyone is aware of that. And then I have this note again. I mentioned it a couple weeks ago with the Royal Army, and now I'm bringing it up here again with the Marines. There is so much questioning of authority from the armies and the militaries in this arc, and I really don't know how they get shit done. Like, every order that the commanders are making is having to get repeated multiple fucking times before they finally listen. Like, Tashigi had to state four fucking times, "We are not arresting the Straw Hats." "But ma'am, no." "I said no." "But this is the best opportunity." "No." Like, it just kept fucking going. Like, oh my God, take the fucking hint. She said fucking no. What the hell is, why are you questioning this? Just stop. Like, I feel like it would sink in the second fucking time. You know, I was like, damn, I am really getting tired of this. And I really respect Smoker for turning down the promotion and credit for something he didn't do. And I liked that he also tried to give a pirate credit for it, even though it made him look bad in the process. Like, this is a pirate that I should have caught. And not only did I not catch him, he did something that I should have done, you know? And that, so it looks bad on him. And then it kind of went a step further here. And I was really thankful for Hina, that Hina was in the scene. And I liked that she kind of explained this conversation with the government a little bit more, just in the background. Like, you could t it was kind of, you know, it's for the viewers, I think, more than it was Smoker. Like, I was on the same page, but I hadn't really thought about the depth of it. And like, I was thinking they didn't want to give credit to, excuse me, pirates for something that the Marines didn't do. But when Hina clarifies, it's obvious that it's got nothing or that it's not that the Marines couldn't have done it, but they weren't even aware of the situation at all. And giving credit elsewhere for what happened in Alabasta makes it look like, one, the Marines did not have enough intelligence in the situation to know it was there. And two, they didn't have the ability to end it themselves. And if, like, if the whole world saw this, it would be a huge embarrassment for the world government and for the Marines that all of this were going on, and they had to, and pirates were the ones to clean it up, not the world government, not the law and order of this world. So I did like that Hina was there to kind of explain that. Annabelle, we'll go to you next.
Okay.
Okay.
this one, yeah, there's not a lot because it was a little bit of a filler episode. After all of the fighting's over, finally, the entire Straw Hat crew just collapse in the middle of Alabasta. I love that. I don't know why I love that so much, but I just really liked watching all of them just collapse of exhaustion. Because, yeah, they've been fighting for a very long time, and it feels like a very long time because it has been a very, very long time of this fucking arc. Holy shit. Fighting nonstop. Where the fuck have the Marines been? Like, honestly, where the fuck have they been this entire time? Like, they just show up. What is wrong with y'all?
Last minute. Yeah.
At the last minute. And then want to take credit for it too. Because HQ's like, good job. And Smoker's like, fuck you. No, we didn't do this. I miss Helmeppo and Kobe. I want them back.
Yeah.
I miss their adventures.
Same.
Who is I'm not a big Tashigi fan. I don't know
Me
why. She
either. Ugh, I don't like
just
her.
rubs me the wrong way.
Nobody's a Tigi, nobody is a Tashigi fan except for me. I love Tashigi.
Yeah, I
She was all right the
Why?
last section, but prior to that, it was very
Yeah.
irritating.
Yeah. She's just odd to me. Hina, she's cool. I
I
fuck
love
with her
her.
hair.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't fuck with the third person thing though. That bugs me. That really bugs me.
Hina is bugged.
Yeah, she's cool. I can't wait to see more of her because she's not going to be an easy one to beat. I can clearly see that with these couple episodes. This episode really puts into perspective with Vivi. She should be sleeping, but she's just watching the rain because they haven't seen rain in so long that she's like so excited about it. It really puts into perspective how something so simple as that can be a luxury and how lucky we are to be able to watch the rain so often. So yeah, next time it's raining and you're upset about it, you should probably think twice about it because there are some places that don't get rain like that.
That's deep.
Yeah,
Damn. I like
right.
that, yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing with Vivi that really stood out to me was that she should have been sleeping, but she just wanted to sit and watch the rain after all of that fighting for so long. Yeah, that was one thing I like about her. Yeah. Yeah, that's about it, besides Smoker getting good guy points for not taking credit. He could have easily taken that promotion, but he was very insistent on like, fuck you, motherfuckers, we did not do this. And I like
Yeah,
that.
he could have. I don't know that there's anyone that would like. I don't think we know any other Marines that wouldn't have taken that. Garp wouldn't
Yeah.
have, but like Garp and Smoker, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
Right, Whitney, what about you?
Well, like with the army still wanting to fight and stuff, I was like, thank God for this little boy and his exposition. And he came out and he's like, actually, this is what happened. I saw everything. So that was really helpful. Igaram is alive. I feel like he's been dead several times, and I was like, oh
Yep.
yeah, there he is. Something Usopp said that made me laugh out loud, and it's something I really want to use. Because I know he's injured, but they were like trying to get him to hurry, and he's like, "I'm coming down with if I walk anymore, I'll die disease." I think I have that all the time. I was really wondering where's Nico Robin? What about is it Poneglyph? Is that what it's called?
Poneglyph, yeah.
What happened there? I was wondering if Crocodile is stripped of his warlord title, is somebody going to replace him? Does there have to be seven, or can there be more? Like, is that a magic number? I don't know. I know that we're not going to have that answer yet, but I still
No, because
asked
Luffy is the eighth warlord.
Oh, yeah, he is the eighth. That's right. Now he's the seventh, I guess. I like that they call this whole situation with the pirates helping the battle that will never be told. I can't remember who said that.
It was the narrator that said that.
Was it the narrator? Yeah, I like the way they said that. I like Hina. I don't know. There's something about her. I really like her a lot. Did she call Smoker the White Hunter?
She did.
What is that about?
I don't know.
I've never heard that before.
I feel like there's a little tension there between Smoker and Hina. It's just what
I
I'm
was
feeling a little
getting
bit.
that too. Yeah.
Yeah, something's up there.
I
I did like Tashigi a little bit better in these episodes because she chose not to go after the Straw Hats because she saw that they were doing a good thing. So that was good. And I'm also really glad that Koza and Vivi made up so fast because I was like, if this keeps going between them, I'm just going to be done. Like, this needs to be over, you know? And listen, I was really kind of neutral about Smoker before. I was like, yeah, he doesn't really seem like that big of a deal. I don't know if he's good or bad. He's a Marine. He's just all business. But like, I think I kind of like him now. Like, I think I really like him a lot. Because he made this decision and told Tashigi to go with her gut, basically. And then, like you all said, didn't take credit. He said, "Tell him I said go to hell," which I thought was really cool.
I just like the way he said it too. Like he was like, "You tell him I said go to hell."
Go to hell. Yeah, like that was so awesome. So I think I like Smoker now. So, and I just want to say it's funny because my husband does not watch this show, but he got home from work while I was watching an episode and Smoker was on screen. And you know, if you don't know Smoker and you see this guy with white hair and two cigars sticking out of his face, of course he was like, "Huh, that guy's got two cigars in his mouth." Like he just thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen. And I was like, "His name's Smoker." And he just watched it like, "Huh." Like But it's funny how like when you're in this world like we are, that's nothing and you don't think about it. And then a stranger walks in and they're like, "This is strange." I also noticed, I can't remember if it's this episode or the next one, but Hina has a cigarette in her mouth, I think. It just reminded me of Sanji a little bit.
Oh, okay.
It was a stick. I assumed it was a cigarette. I don't know.
You're probably right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a cigarette. I forgot about it, but yeah, now that you mention it, I'm pretty sure it is.
I like her. I know she talks in third person, but I like her.
It was so funny because I was watching these episodes and I was like thinking, I was thinking about Hina and I was like, every time I'm watching her, I'm like, okay, they are either going to love her or they're going to hate her because she talks in the third person. Like, I was like, there's not going to be any in between. So I wasn't sure which one it was going to be, but it sounds like all of you love her. So
I'm kind of in between. Like, she's pretty cool, but she needs to stop with that third person shit.
okay. Episode 128. The Straw Hats stroll around Alabasta, still recovering while also slowly preparing to leave. Luffy finally wakes up after 3 whole days of sleeping. The crew gathers in the dining hall and scarfs down an unbelievable amount of food. The royal guards watching are disgusted at first, but they slowly begin to see the humor and joy in everything going on around them. While everyone is having fun and enjoying some downtime, Vivi is having a lot of trouble making a decision on if she will stay or leave with the Straw Hats and become a pirate. While Igaram and Chaka receive the new wanted posters following the events of Alabasta, Zoro receives a bounty of 60 million berries, and Luffy's bounty is raised to 100 million berries. While they try to let the crew know, they have already left. Hina's unit of Marines thought they had the location of the Straw Hat ship, but it disappeared. A flashback to the palace shows Mr. Two calling the Straw Hats and letting them know he has moved their ship so the Marines can't find it. The crew gives Vivi 12 hours to make a decision on coming or not. She will have one chance to meet them at the Alabasta port at noon the following day. On the other end of the desert, Bon Clay is trying awful hard to talk himself into a friendship with the Straw Hats. Whitney, let's start with you. Number one, what are you?
I was happy to see Tony got back to doctoring. Cracked me up to see how insecure he is as that guy's giving him compliments about how wonderful he is, and he cannot take the compliment. Like he was gonna explode. And I know some people like that in my real life, and it just made me laugh. Luffy wakes up. Where's my breakfast? Where's my hat? Where's my breakfast? Where's my hat? That made me laugh, because it's so different. I'm used to angry Luffy. Angry Luffy has been around for so many episodes now because he's been having to fight Crocodile over and over, and now it's just silliness again. And he calls Igaram old tube hair guy. Old tube hair guy, you're still alive. But it's actually his wife, right? Okay, so that was funny. Yeah, it was just a very chaotic scene, or a couple of scenes. I did not like the bath.
Oh,
I
and the
hated
bath
that. That
scene.
was the weirdest fucking shit ever. I don't know why that was awful.
That was weird, yeah.
It made me almost upset. I really hated it a lot. Like at first it was funny because I was like, Luffy and Usopp are naked. Like you can see their little butts and
We
they're just
saw
like kicking.
Luffy butt.
Yeah, it was Luffy and Usopp were just, I said, they're nakey. But as soon as Sanji's like, where's the girls' bathroom? I was like, oh no. And it went there. Like, I
Pervert.
didn't think it would, but it did.
It
And I
did
hated
go
it
there.
so much. Nami flashing them for money. I hated that. I did not like that at all. And then I guess it jumps to an old friend of ours who didn't make it to the live action, old Django. Forgot about him totally.
Oh, yeah.
How is he a Marine now? What is that even
Right.
like?
Take
How?
anybody.
But he's dancing. And then Mr. Two, my favorite Baroque Works guy, shows up, or he doesn't show up. He calls them and says he has their ship. Did you all think Vivi was going to join them here? Because I really did.
I
I
was
thought
real
she would.
worried. I was really worried there for a second.
I really thought she was going to go. Like, I had no doubt in my mind, especially at this point. The only other thing I had was just something funny that Zoro called Mr. Two Twinkle Toes, and I thought that was cute.
I don't think I caught that one.
I love him so much. And I still love that guy we took a picture with at, well, I don't know if we were in the picture,
Oh.
but the cosplayer at Galaxy
Yeah.
Quest, he was perfect. And the thing that made me laugh so hard, and you may have mentioned this last week, I can't remember, but when we asked if we could take his picture, he hiked his shorts up to show more of his hairy legs, and it made me laugh so hard. One of the best cosplays that we saw. So
Yeah,
good.
he was good. I
That's
showed that
awesome.
picture to my friend who has never seen One Piece, like, and then the photo of anime Mr. Two, and she was like, "Holy shit, he looks
Yeah.
exactly like that.
It
That's amazing."
was so good. And his like we were taught I asked him really quick and he was just normal, and as soon as he hiked those shorts up, he was like, "Of course, darling." And he was just like, "Very Mr. Two." It was so cute.
That's
I loved
awesome.
it when people
Right
called
in
him
the
out.
character.
Yeah, it was great.
That's great. Annabelle, what about you? What did you think about episode 128?
I think this was the best episode out of the five, just because of it was a very funny episode altogether.
Okay.
We've been very serious for a very long time, and I've missed the humor besides There was bits of humor like Usopp with the chalkboard and the nails. That shit took me out, dude. Oh my God, it was so funny. What does he say? I texted it to you, Derek. It was like tremble at the sound of my fingertips or
I think
something
that's
like
what it
that.
was.
Oh
Yeah.
my God, I lost
Wait,
my
was that last
shit.
week's episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
They
I feel
showed
like I
it
remember that.
in.
And didn't he do like a random rubber band of doom in
Yes.
the
They showed it again in this week's episodes. I think 126, like when Crocodile was in the air and like everybody was frozen, they showed
Yeah, because
Usopp
that's
with
when
the.
Nami was like, "What the fuck are you all doing? H help them fight."
Yeah, they showed
Yeah, so then
Usopp
he
with the
just was like.
chalkboard again. He's like,
That shit got me, man. And y'all know I don't like Usopp, but that shit was funny.
Well, every now and then he has a win.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Sanji, but he was creep level 1,000 this episode, with the bath and stuff. Luffy, man, I've missed silly Luffy. I love angry Luffy, but I've missed silly Luffy. My hat, my breakfast, my hat. The first thing he thinks about is the fact that he's missed 3 days of food. Not the fact that he's been asleep for 3 days, but the fact that he's missed all of those meals. And then he tells Igaram's wife, he's like, "Oh, thank you for this fruit, but I'm gonna eat 3 whole days of food, lady. Like, get ready." And then the bath, when Vivi and Nami were by themselves, did anybody else get a little gay vibes from Nami?
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, what's happening here?
I know it made my head do the little, huh? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah,
I
that's
wouldn't
you. That's
hate
like
it.
the thing that happens when I see gay vibes. I'm like,
Right? I'm like, wait a minute.
Do the
Did I
little head
just pick
tilt.
up? Yep.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate that, honestly.
I
Yeah, I
wouldn't
was like,
hate
I
it
don't mind
either.
this, but
The
then
two
it got weird.
characters I don't really like together. And I think that would be okay. Just as long as nobody is with Zoro, we're all good.
Yes, thank you. Leave him alone.
Right? And he got his wanted poster. He didn't have a wanted poster last arc, right?
He did not.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
Grab him one at a time.
we
Yep,
just
that's.
gonna collect them?
I guess so.
They're
I
gonna
like
keep
it.
going, yeah.
I fuck with it.
Well,
Yeah. I love the
Nico
one.
has one, I guess, right?
She does. From
But
when she was
she's
seven.
not
She needs an
part of the
updated one.
crew,
Then
you
she.
know.
Yeah. But yeah. That was, oh, Angry Chopper. I love Angry Chopper. Oh my God. And the fact that Zoro's just like, yeah, I mean, the bandages were in my way, so I just took them off. Like, dude, you almost died, bro. Like,
Yeah.
come on.
I
He's
can
so
tell.
like dramatic and nonchalant at the same time. Like, you get that vibe. Like, he's like, I'm gonna go this extreme, but I'm gonna be so nonchalant about it. Like, I'm just gonna cut off my legs because we need to fight, but I can't fight if I have cut off legs.
I'm
So
fine. It's just a scratch.
it's just a scratch. Tis but a scratch.
Just got a
It
scratch.
it's kind of funny because, like, I know several people that did not like live action Zoro for reasons like this. Because, like, Zoro a lot of times is very emotionless, you know? And the guy that played Zoro in the live action did a fantastic job of that. I don't, and
Yeah.
like, what they were saying, I don't think, you know, they're not even saying that the actor did a bad job at all, but they just felt like there are these extra dramatic and random moments from Zoro that a lot of people love, and those weren't really there in the live action.
Yeah.
You know, just little moments that anime Zoro has that live action Zoro didn't, you know, stuff like this.
Yeah.
But
Well, it feels like the live action season one felt very like Nami focused. So I'm hoping as we continue on, it's going to be like each Straw Hat is going to have their time in the sun. Like Luffy and Nami were like the main thing of season one, and Usopp and Zoro and Sanji were like background. We didn't really get to see a lot of them. So I'm hoping moving forward with the live action, they kind of bring out those character traits in all of the other ones.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Amanda, about what'd you think of episode 128?
This was fun. It was chaotic. Not a whole lot of like super important content, but that's fine because I mean, like everybody was saying, it's been serious for a while, so it's nice to kind of get back into silly Luffy and all those kinds of things. I thought it was funny when he was asking for breakfast, and I think it was Zoro who was like, "It's nighttime. You're not having breakfast now."
Sounds like
Hey, Dad.
Zoro.
Yeah. Wasn't a huge fan, and I get that it's just the time that this was made about the whole like making fun of Igaron being a crossdresser thing. Like we can leave that in the past. We don't need to carry that forward. But funny that his wife looks exactly like him and has the tube hair also. But she seems like she's like the cook for the palace, maybe. And it looks like Sanji gets some recipes from her. I forget what her name is, but
Terracotta.
Oh yeah. So
Terracotta? Yeah,
that's
shut up.
Terracotta.
She's a cook and her name is Terracotta. I love that. That's hilarious.
I liked that the eyelash is just like trying to join the duck squad, I think, or whatever they're called. He's just they're like, but he's a camel. He can do it. It's fine. Or she, I forget. Is it a girl camel?
It's a guy.
I think it's a dude. I don't know.
Yeah, the bath scene, I don't know. It was funny, and then I was like, and then like the dad was in there. Just like,
Yeah, that was
right?
weird.
He can leave this section. I was happy that Karu was back and alive, not dead after all his poor injuries. And then Bonclay, I'm never really sure if he's just like genuinely wanting friends or if he's like got some schemes going on. Because like that was a little bit, I was like, oh, this is an interesting twist that he's moved the ship for them. And like, because like that one time that he was interacting with them, he was like, oh, we're friends now, which seems genuine, but I don't know. I mean, he could totally have some thing going on in the back.
Zoro kind of mentioned it later too. He's like, "Guy, you just want our help getting away from the Marines. You just want us as a distraction." So it's kind of up in the air as to what exactly is going on there.
I mean, I like him, so I was glad that he escaped and showed up in the story again so soon. So that's always good.
I loved the scene when Luffy first woke up, especially when he scarfed down all of the food that Terracotta brought in. That cracked me up, and it was just so fucking fast. Like, I actually had, like, if you blink, you miss it. And I know that because I had to back it up because I blinked and I missed it. He just fucking threw that shit right in his mouth all at once. I was like, it's gone. I did in the bath, there was the scene toward the end where the king like bowed down to Luffy and the rest of the crew. And I did like that. It's not like the not the bowing down itself, but like the respect and thankfulness that was represented there, and kind of like the humility, I guess. And it just really showed me truly what kind of man and king that Cobra is there. So like it just kind of boosted his character even more with that little scene. And then I have my note about Django is now a Marine, and apparently he's also best friends with Iron Fist Full Body. So
Is that who that was?
yes.
I was
Oh
wondering who the fuck that was. I was
yeah,
like, wait a
that
minute.
was Am I supposed to know this guy? That makes so much
yeah, that
sense.
was the guy that Sanji beat the shit out of when we first met Sanji.
I was
Wow.
wondering because Sanji was like, I know that guy. Where do I know that guy from? And then the guy was like, finally, that annoying crook in his crew. And I'm like, who the fuck are you, bruh?
Wow.
Yep,
My
that's
mind's
exactly
blown.
who that is.
Whoops.
I did like how they're writing Sanji as a chef, as a chef, in this episode. Obviously, he's already a great cook, but you can tell that he's still trying to learn more and continue improving. And I think that once you get to the top of your game in anything, I think a lot of people like feel like they can stop trying to improve themselves and stuff like that. Like, I'm already the best. I don't need to keep going, you know? And so I like that Sanji is still trying, because when they were leaving, he mentioned to Luffy that he got a bunch of recipes from the cooks, and he got some spices from the chefs at the Royal Palace as well. So I liked that I like that they're continuing to build Sanji. Amanda, there was something you brought up last week, and we kind of got a shot of it here in this episode as well. I wasn't sure if you noticed. You were talking about how much you loved Sanji, like kicking the walls and running
Oh,
through the
yeah.
house. And then we see him like trying to like slowly meander away from someone's like, who would do this?
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, they
That's funny.
totally called it out. He was like, nope, I'm gonna go now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
There was one little line here that I really liked, and it was because it made another line pop in my head from before. It was something that I called out in one of our earlier episodes about in Nanohana, when all that shit was going on with Mr. Two pretending to be the king, and like the ship, you know, crashes into the town and everything is burning and on fire and shit. And someone had mentioned about here, I'm going to use this water to put out the fire. And they're like, no, you need to pay for that. Like, 'cause everything was so tight and everyone was so on edge with everything going on in the country. And here in this, we have another small little quote on the sides, and it was someone trying to put like a building back together. And he said, does anyone have any more lumber? And someone chimed in and said, no, I'm out too. And there was another guy that said, I have some left. Take whatever you need. And it was like, now that everything's done, the stress of trying to get by is not there anymore. And they're all like willing to be a community together again and share what resources they have, as long as it helps the town improve. So I really like that just the little line there. Okay, and that was all I have for this episode. Ready for 129?
Yep.
Okay. Morning arrives and the nation prepares for Vivi's ceremony, but in the harbor, the Straw Hats are under a really rough assault from the Marines. Hina has them pinned in worse than any other attack we've seen from the Marines. Bon Clay and his crew are ready to take advantage of an opportunity to escape, but the Straw Hats refuse because they have to meet up with Vivi at a different port. Hina notices that all the Straw Hats are on board Bon Clay's ship, so they follow it instead of the Mary. When they catch up to Bon's ship, they find that it was actually Bon Clay and his crew in disguise to lure the Marines away so the Straw Hats can go after Vivi. Her voice is heard around the country as her speech begins. She starts at the beginning talking about her adventures through the Grand Line and meeting a special crew of people. As the Straw Hats sail past the port, they see Vivi and Karu waiting for them. Unfortunately, she is only there to say goodbye to the Straw Hat pirate crew that she has gotten so close with throughout their travels. To avoid getting Vivi in trouble with the Marines, the Straw Hats have to be smart about how they respond. While facing away, the crew holds up their arms with the mark that was there to help them outsmart Bon Clay's copy powers. Annabelle, we'll start with you. What'd you think about this wrap-up here and everything and saying goodbye to Vivi?
Well, it's no secret. I'm very happy we're saying goodbye to Vivi. I'm very happy that she decided she wasn't going to join them because I was worried there for a second. I really thought she was going to leave her country and be a pirate. And dude, I don't know if I could continue. I don't know about that, man. But she's not, so thank God. Leave it to Django to blow up his own ship and somebody else's ship. How Hilarious was that. Oh my God. And of course, Usopp takes credit for it. Fucking
Ugh.
Usopp, man.
I had to rewind it there to see what happened because there was like smoke coming out of Usopp's cannon too. I was like,
Me too.
did
I was like, wait a
He's
minute,
like, did I do
did
this?
he? But then I was like, wait a minute, how did it blow up in the first place? And we don't really know how it blew up. All we see is Django with the hypnotist and then it blows up. So I'm assuming it was him. Bon Clay. I love me some Bon Clay. He is so fabulous and a beautiful dancing boy. I love him so much. With his motive, I think it's more of a he's worked for Baroque Works for so long that now obviously that's over. So he's like, well, who do I work for now? Why don't I make friends with these people that took out Crocodile and help them out? So I think it's more of a not wanting to be alone thing, always having something to do, which I'm down for. I am down for Bon Clay to be in a part of the Straw Hats any day. He's got a great fucking power that is helpful to everybody. And I mean, he's Mr. Two, so he's strong as fuck. We all know he can fight with his ballet kempo. I love that shit. I fucking love ballet, and the fact that he used it as a fighting style was just chef's kiss for me.
It's funny because he's a chef too.
Right? That was the thing. I loved how he just casually threw out to Sanji, like, oh, I'm a cook too.
He's totally got a crush on Sanji.
Right?
Oh,
Who doesn't? Sanji is beautiful. What's the next one? How dumb. How fucking dumb are the Marines for just completely abandoning the one ship to go after the decoy ship? Y'all are dumb. Where the fuck have y'all been? And now y'all pulling stupid ass moves.
I gotta give Hina a little bit of credit. Like with that like maneuver and the way she had them boxed in and everything like that, I was like, okay, I don't know how they would get out of this. Like I really couldn't think of anything. And then they pull that shit. And I'm like, there
Yep.
it goes, Marines being Marines.
Yep. Government being the government. Bon Clay's like monologue when they're fighting Hina, and then he's so dramatic and has a flair for like everything, and the cherry blossoms being thrown during his speech, and then they just like zero in on his face and he gets all serious and he's like, bring it on, sister, in like a deep tone. Oh my God. I
That
lost it. It was the best.
was
I don't think he's
awesome.
dead. I really don't. I
Okay.
think we're gonna see him again. It's Bon Clay. There's no killing Bon Clay. Come on.
Yeah.
But
Agreed.
it was nice that he was willing to go down with his ship. A good
Absolutely.
captain always goes down with the ship.
For sure.
Oh,
Whitney, huh? Go
I
ahead.
can't wait to see. Sorry, last thought. I can't wait to see the live action Bon Clay.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Oh God, me too.
No.
Oh. Okay. Whitney.
Yeah, so pretty much everything you said, the whole speech was so beautiful and it was so like classical sounding and it was flowery and beautiful language, and then the bring it on, sister, that was just so funny.
I thought you were talking
He
about Vivi's speech there for a second. I was like,
Oh,
that was
no,
a turn.
fuck her
I
speech.
was tired of that. I didn't know, like, I was like, why is Igaram dressed as her if she's not gonna go? And then I realized it's because she was at the coastline or whatever, which, and everybody was really confused. Like, the crowd was confused about what she was talking about. It was just a weird, I don't know, I didn't really get it. But it was funny when they saw her standing there with Karu. I was like, I didn't realize how big Karu was. He's like almost as tall as her, but I will miss him more than anything
Oh,
when
yeah.
it comes to TV. I really thought she was gonna go. I was really shocked that she didn't go. I did think it was kind of funny when they were shooting those like spikes at the boats, and Luffy's like, stop sh or shoot cannonballs so I can at least deflect them. Like, and it, there's
Yeah.
too about the sharp spikes. And I thought it was interesting they called Hina Black Cage Hina. So I'm still kind of up in the air. I mean, they talk about it more in the next episode, I think, about what she's really about, but I'm still not sure. I feel like I need to go back and rewatch to hear what exactly they said about her. But it was kind of nice, the callback of the X's on the hand, because they really made a big deal about that when they did it the first time. And I was like, they didn't really mention it again, but I think this was a neat way to bring it back towards the end. So.
Okay. Amanda, what are, how about you?
Yeah, pretty much everything was covered, but Bonclay was the highlight for me. That whole speech, everything that was going on. The best part was the dude with the basket of flower petals who was just like throwing them. Because there's always got to be like somebody doing that, but you don't ever see it. It's just happening off to the side. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I was also confused by the whole like Igaram was dressed like Vivi. And then, like that, it was just confusing. I was like, what is happening? Because it's very obviously him and not her, but she's talking. So it was a weird, like, jarring sequence there for a little bit. But yeah, I liked the X's on the arms. I thought it was really cute. Because I did think for a minute that they were just gonna, like, peace out and not say anything to her. Because they, like, explained why they couldn't, like, be vocal. But I was like, ooh,
It's
that's kind
rough.
of harsh because she is like, seems like she's fragile with a capital F. So she's not going to take that
Oh
well.
yeah.
So,
Oh
but
yeah. And the
yeah, at
fact that
least
she didn't
they.
think about that bothered me. That she
Yeah.
didn't think, oh, I might get them in trouble. I'm like,
Yeah.
or get
really?
herself in trouble.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Because I mean, like, she's fucking standing there with her like bejeweled outfit and this 4.5 foot tall duck next to her. Of course, like, everyone's going to see.
On a
So.
megaphone. She's doing this speech on a
Right.
fucking megaphone too.
Yes, call more attention to yourself.
Well, and I think that was kind of part of it too, was the fact that, sure, she might get in trouble with the Marines for it, but she cared enough about them that she didn't care if she got in trouble for it. She still wanted them to know that she still, even though she's not going with them, she still cares about them and wanted to go with them, in her heart and stuff like that. And then she hopes that this isn't the last time they're gonna meet them. Because if she didn't do that, then it's like they're leaving on a sour note of not having anything there, of not having that extra closure of knowing that she's not mad at them or anything, and that she still wants to remain in contact with them if she can, kind of thing.
Yeah, but
But she could have gotten them in trouble.
she
Yeah.
couldn't have
They
had that
don't, she
speech
knows
with
that they
them.
don't care if they're in trouble. They've got, Luffy's worth 100 million berries. He doesn't give a fuck if he's in trouble.
No, he's actually excited about it. He's like, fuck
Exactly.
yeah. No, I think she could have had that conversation with them before they left, like as a just in case I decide to stay, let's have this conversation. But I just see it as whiny, like she's been the entire arc.
Well, we
But
found out that
it
she's
was
16
touching.
years old too, which is like, I didn't think she was that young, which is also like
Right?
Did they give
kind
her
of
that
ex.
number?
Yeah, because they said your coming of age ceremony should have been when you were 14 2 years ago.
2 years
Oh,
ago.
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But then, so then it's kind of like extra impressive that she was able to be Miss Wednesday, but then I guess kind of explains some of the whininess, but
Yeah.
it's just a weird
Yeah.
juxtaposition of like, but she was so cool before. And like
Right.
so powerful and managed to do all that at 16. So I don't know. Maybe she just like crash and burn there at the end, which is fine. Was it, I think it must have happened in this episode where Nami was like moping about and I was like, oh, is she really like that sad about it? But it was the money. It was the
Yeah.
reward. I was like, you
Yeah.
bitch. Of course.
Because at first I was like, maybe she really did like Vivi, like in that
Yeah,
way. But
right?
then
Yeah, me too.
loser. Just Nami being a
I
bitch.
can't believe we left that reward behind and we actually earned
A billion berries. Do you not see the wreckage that you have done to their country? Like, they
Yeah.
need to fix that.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. So Egrom has the dream at the beginning. I thought Vivi looked pretty good in the pirate outfit. I thought it was fitting.
Oh, yeah.
Loved Bon Clay coming in clutch here and luring Hina away from the Straw Hats and all the Marines away, just to give the Straw Hats enough time to get to their friend. Like, extremely selfless act by Bon Clay. And like, if you didn't like him before, you sure as fuck like him now, because that's just Bon Clay. Vivi, I liked her taking the extremely responsible route here and worrying more about her responsibilities as a princess and ruler of Alabasta than she is about the desires for her adventure. And especially, like Amanda talking about, she's only 16 years old. Like, she's a high school kid. Like, no offense to high school kids, but they can, we're still growing up. Like, we're
No, full
selfish.
offense.
Full
Full
offense. Yes. Yeah,
offense.
they're a bunch
Full
of
offense.
idiots.
Yeah, I mean, I did dumb shit when I was in high school and I thought dumb shit. So, like, seriously, props to Vivi for doing the more responsible, mature adult thing and sticking around there where she's really needed instead of just going off and having fun. And something else that I thought was really interesting, this was the first time that Luffy has actually accepted no as an answer. From someone joining the crew. And he was so calm about it too.
Oh.
Like, he didn't even pout about it either. He was just like, okay, like, he just understood. So I liked that. And then I did like the hands going up with the X's on the arms and stuff. I was like, okay, that hits. Like, I just, especially with Karu having the X too. I was like, yes, that's
No,
needed.
I
This is,
love
oh,
him,
I
buddy.
know, I love Karu. I wonder what his decision would have been if he could talk to, like,
Oh,
give
yeah, because
his
she
voice.
gassed him.
She did. I mean, he was sleeping, but she still asked him. Yeah. Hey, ready for 130? Hina discusses the Straw Hat escape with Smoker and senses happiness that they were able to avoid her and her cage fruit powers. Multiple flashes around Alabasta show the effects from the recent events, including someone in a familiar robe walking out of a medical building. As the crew mourns Vivi not being there anymore, Nico Robin appears from the cabin and tells them that she is joining the crew. A flashback shows that she was completely bullshitting Crocodile regarding what the Poneglyph says. While Crocodile couldn't read it, the information on it was passed down enough for him to know that it gives all the details of Pluton that Crocodile was looking for. It also reveals that she is looking for a Poneglyph that says what the true history is so she can share it with the world. After a quick detail of her thoughts and feelings, Luffy welcomes her to the Straw Hat crew with open arms. During an interrogation with Usopp, she reveals that she became an archaeologist at the age of 8, and the world government placed a bounty on her head shortly after. She has been alone ever since, just bouncing between groups of rogues. Robin wins over Nami easily with some gold, and back in Alabasta, Pell stands over his grave. So, there were some cutscenes in this that, like, showing around Alabasta. A lot of those, if those were characters you did not recognize, that's because those characters were from filler episodes during the desert shit. So you can ignore those characters that you don't know. And if you did watch the filler episodes from the desert, I am so sorry, because that just made the desert even longer. And Hell is here. Again, nobody dies in One
I
Piece.
can't believe he made it.
This
I feel
man
like it just makes it so insignificant, like his sacrifice. Like that was a huge sacrifice, dude. He like Tony Starked it.
this man took a
And he's
nuke up
fine.
the ass.
He can still walk. He can he's just got some bandages.
He's on
Come
crutches.
on. Come on.
So I do want to give a little bit of context here to the situation. So, manga chapters between the writing and editing, the art that goes with them, and publishing, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for them to release from start to finish. This chapter was released in early November of 2001. So if you go back about 8 weeks before that, you're in early September of 2001. And it's a freedom bird.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
it's a.
that's
And
Was this a before or after?
so this chapter would have come out after. But the bomb, Pell
But the
sacrificing himself with the bomb would have been before.
Whoa, that makes it
So
even weirder.
wild.
Oda here kind of referencing a bird that is representing a nation rising from the ashes again. So little bit of context here. Oda says it's not related, but it's just too much kind of clicks there, so I still feel like it is a little bit. But it just makes you think a little bit different about the scene. Though Pell still being alive pisses a lot of people off because that bomb was supposed to destroy anything within 5 kilometers. He was
Yeah,
within
that's
5 feet
true.
and he's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I just like him because he's great. So I was like, yes, he's alive, but it makes no sense at all.
But yeah, so that's there. I did like Toto's happiness listening to Vivi's speech from whatever the fuck it's called. Yuba, I think, was what that little town was. Because it reminded me that outside of the king and like Pell, Chaka, and Igaram and Toto, nobody knows that the Straw Hats were involved in anything. Like, so nobody understood the speech outside of Toto and the people that were in the palace listening to it. So I did like that, and he was so cocky about it too. He's like, I know things y'all don't know, bitches. So I thought that was really funny. And I was bitching before about not getting an explanation for the poison. And then they show the flashback. I was like, yes! Nico Robin for the
Wait, what? She
So
had the antidote
she had the
thing.
antidote that she gave
Oh,
to
yeah.
Luffy. Yeah.
Okay.
I was
I
like, there we
blanked out.
go.
Huh?
Explanation. So we have a new crew member, Nico Robin, Miss All Sunday, an archaeologist.
I rant for a moment?
Go for it.
You know what makes me angry? When I watch, like, I always skip the intro till about like a minute
The title
5.
fucking
The
ruined it.
freaking title, ruined the episode for me. It was like, Nico Robin is the seventh member. And I'm like, okay, thanks, Luffy.
Those fucking titles.
God, I need to just start muting it until the title goes away, I guess. Like, what the, like, I don't even read them anymore because I know, but he freaking said it. He said it.
I know. I hate the titles of the crew. They're just like, you spoil so fucking much.
There's like TikToks about it. Have you guys ever seen them? It's
Yeah,
like
it's really
the
funny.
title spoils the episodes, and some of them are really funny. It's like Zoro shaves his chest or something like
Yeah.
random crazy.
Well, no, there was that one that I think I sent you, and it sounded like it was narrated by Tony Revolori, and I was like, is that him doing like this? Because it was like, Nami's boobs are suddenly huge.
Yes. Ugh, God.
So I know Annabelle watched the opening. Have either one of you watched the opening now?
No.
No. So
Ain't
yeah.
nobody got time for that.
Said not to.
Huge,
No, you're right. I
huge
did. I didn't know if
spoiler.
maybe you went
Yeah.
back and
Yep.
watched. Yeah, she's been in the opening with the crew since episode 115.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
and
I
not just in
knew.
a few little scenes, like the whole fucking opening.
Like, I think
Interesting.
she's like the first person you see in the
Yeah.
intro. Yeah.
She is right there. So,
Why are they not more careful with that? I don't understand.
yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about. It's like, if A week comes, or an episode comes out every week, and it's been 15, episodes since then. Like this opening was out for over 3 months before she finally joins the crew. I don't know who the fuck is in charge of what goes in what opening, but that's not well placed.
Did you just hear what you just said?
Who goes in, what goes in what opening?
That's what she
Woman,
said.
who's in charge
Okay.
of what goes in what open?
I didn't really think about it that
It's
way,
not
but we
you,
will roll
Eric.
with it. So the crew now has an archaeologist.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of funny
Anthropology is
because
my college major. I love archaeology.
yeah.
You should read Dr. Aphra. She's an archaeologist. I was so excited.
It's kind of funny because I didn't. When after we got done with Chopper and we were talking about, okay, what's gonna be the next occupation and join the crew? I didn't want to say archaeologist because I was like, that's just obvious, like that's random and out of left field. So it was kind of funny because I mentioned, like, what if it's someone that has knowledge of the underworld or something, like the pirate underworld or the black market kind of shit. And y'all were fucking on it right away. Like, it's gonna be a Brokeworks member that's gonna join. Like, right away, right there. I was like, shit, I said too much.
Okay, so you know that picture I sent to you from GalaxyCon of that character, and I was like, is this One Piece? Was
Yeah.
that her?
No.
That was someone else? It looks just like her. Okay, never mind.
Very
Her
similar, but
hair was a
no.
different color, right? Was
No.
it?
Was
I
it?
don't know. I think it was like pink or something.
They both have
They
black
were
hair.
dark. It's just, I've seen Nami. I've seen pictures of Nami from like newer seasons, and it doesn't really look like Nami, except she has orange hair.
Yeah,
So I wasn't
Nami's hair
sure.
grows out as the show
Okay.
goes on. But no, yeah,
Damn,
that
that's
was
not the only thing that grows out.
that no, that was not Robin that you sent me the picture of.
Okay.
So now we've got our archaeologist. What do you think is next as far as occupation joining the crew?
Musician, probably. They've brought that up
Damn,
before.
I was
Yeah, they
gonna
need a
say
musician.
that.
That's the
Okay.
only one they've mentioned, really, isn't it?
They've mentioned a shipwright as well.
Oh, well.
Maybe a magician.
A magician, okay.
I could that is something I could see Luffy being like, yeah, we
Really
need one of those. Oh my God, he would
entertained
just
with.
sit and be like, ha 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 ha,
Yeah, I
clap,
know.
clap the
Like
whole
someone with
time.
like a magic fruit or something, that would be weird as fuck, but
And Zoro would hate it.
oh yes, he would. Oh my
Poor
God.
thing. He would fucking hate that so much. So, again, I know Whitney kind of mentioned, and I feel like Amanda got it spoiled, that Robin was joining the crew. And I
Yep.
know Annabelle got spoiled as well. How are you feeling about Robin joining the crew? Like, did you see it coming?
I didn't. Well, I mean, the way that I was spoiled was that I knew somebody named Nico Robin was on the crew. So when her name was revealed in the show, I was like, oh, that's it. That's her.
Okay.
I feel
Annabelle,
like
go ahead.
I've questioned her intent for a long time. Because I remember thinking that she was going to turn on Crocodile. She didn't really turn on him except lie about the Poneglyph a little bit. She like I thought she was actually going to like fight him, like help somebody defeat him, and she never did that. So I was like, well, I don't really know, but I don't know what her intentions are, because is she just there because she thinks that she can win with them because they're powerful, or does she really want to do good things? Like, I don't know. I'm kind of like Zoro here. He doesn't really trust her yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I
Annabelle.
mean, I assume she's going to be fine because she's in the credits, but I mean,
I
I
mean,
don't know.
that
Will she
doesn't
do
mean
something
anything.
shady? I don't know.
I was really shocked by this, even though I was spoiled because when I was watching it, how I like to watch One Piece is I like to have it on in the background. So I'm not like really watching it. And then I go back and I watch all the important shit. So it really like seeps into my brain. So I had glanced at the TV and saw the intro, and I saw her in it, and I had no idea who the fuck she was. And then they were like, Miss All Sunday, and I was like, wait a minute, is that the same girl? And then they were like, Nico Robin. And then that's when I texted you. I was like, Nico Robin is Miss All Sunday, right? Like, because I'm very broken up over here. Like, I have no idea who this woman is. And then when it was revealed to me that it was her, I was like, oh, how the fuck did this happen? Because, like, she's always been bad, but she's always had those moments where she's withheld information or she's kind of helped the Straw Hats a little bit. So we were all kind of like, we don't really know what her deal is. I think she has been a pirate for so long, and she has been working for Crocodile for a very long time, that she saw the power and the heart of this group of pirates. And was like, well, I'm already a pirate. I can't really start over a new life, so I might as well start it with something good. Because her whole reason for being with Crocodile was to read that poneglyph, because that was gonna help her with her history of her people, right?
So it's not the history of her people, it's just world history. It's
World
the
history. Okay, that's what it is. Because I was like, what history is she talking about
It's
specifically? Like in general,
the
or?
lost history is what she called it. A lot,
Okay.
it's often referred to as the void century as well.
So, like, nobody knows what the history of the world is in this world?
Correct.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. So, and then she. Her whole goal, she's reached her goal and it was a dead end. So now she's kind of like, I don't know what to do next. So she's just tagging along with these pirates. I think that's pretty much what she's doing. But yeah, I fuck with her. She's pretty fucking powerful. Yeah. I think she's gonna be good. I fuck with her.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it now. Robin's my favorite fucking crew member. I'm so fucking excited that she's here. Like, y'all have no idea how hard it has been to review these past 60 episodes with her right there, and I can barely fucking talk about her. I'm not going to go into stuff like that we haven't seen with her yet. Obviously, like Annabelle just mentioned too, she's extremely powerful. She can hold her own without needing to be the person that, like, she doesn't go looking for fights. It's just, if you want to start one, she'll finish it. like at this, she's already got the highest bounty on the crew besides Luffy, and she could take anyone on the crew besides Luffy, and the only reason that's not the case is because he's made of rubber. She literally cannot snap his neck. And then the other thing that I like about her, that especially in the show, I need someone to keep the show down to earth, like, and not just One Piece, like any show. Like, there was a show I was watching before, on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. And I'm not gonna name the show, because if anyone hasn't seen it, I don't want to spoil it. But basically, everybody in the show is a damn psychopath. And the only people that have any sort of common sense all die. And it makes it very hard to watch the show, because it's like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? And One Piece was kind of getting like that with me, to where a lot of the crew, that the characters that are there on a regular basis, they all have their things where they get sent off the freaking rails. You know, people screaming all the time and just saying random ass, crazy shit or whatever. Like, everyone has their little thing that separates them, and Robin doesn't. She's very calm with everything, and nothing really bothers her. You know, you can kind of tell from what we've seen already of her as Miss All Sunday. She doesn't get flustered or worried. She doesn't freak out about little things. She's always calm. And I really like that about her. And then the other thing is she's also super fucking smart. We've already kind of seen that with the whole Poneglyph shit. And there's a lot more too, but I'm not going to talk about it because it's stuff we haven't seen yet. So we'll just leave that there. But yeah, I'm excited that Robin's here. Okay, so to keep going, I really enjoyed the interrogation with Usopp, and you could tell that Robin was really enjoying it, especially because like Usopp asked her, "What's your specialty?" And she said, "Killing." And he turns around and was like, flip it out to Luffy. And you can just see her in the background with the biggest fucking grin on her face. Like she loved sending Usopp off like that. I thought that was really funny. And then whatever this lost history is that she's looking for, it's obvious that the government does not want her to find out what it is, since they placed that bounty on her head shortly after she began studying. And then there was the spot where while Usopp is interrogating Robin, somehow she's still finding a way to like use her hands to play with Luffy and Chopper in the background. And Luffy does like she grows hands out of Luffy's head and he does like a Chopper impersonation. That fucking cracked me up. I love it. I love Luffy's impersonations, but that one was hilarious. Okay. Amanda, what do you think of episode 130?
I'm excited that she's an archaeologist. I love an archaeologist. I love Indiana Jones. Like I was saying earlier, Dr. Aphra is a Star Wars comics exclusive character. If you haven't heard of her, she's pretty cool. Those are a fun line of comics. Let's see, what else? Again, Sanji's acting absurd here, but I was a little bit envious there because he was like showing up with cake and coffee, and I was like, yes, I would like somebody to bring me some cake and
Plain
some
cake and
coffee. That would be
coffee.
great. And then I just liked Zoro because he was like the only one that was kind of suspicious like throughout the whole process. I guess just right up until the end a little bit, but he had one line and I forget exactly the context of it, but he called it a ship of insanity. And I was like, yes, that is exactly what this whole scenario is right now. And then I think we already kind of addressed most of the rest of it. Oh, there was another, I don't remember in what context this was, but Luffy was using three sword style as an insult. He was like, three sword style? That's not
Yes,
right.
that was my
Four sword
favorite.
style.
Four sword style.
Like, it's not the number of the swords. That was fun. Yeah, I already said Tao. I'm excited that he's not dead, but it makes no sense at all that he has survived that situation. So I don't know.
Before we move on, there was something that I forgot to mention that was kind of a fun little shout out back at all the way back at Logtown. So if you remember, there is a spot in Logtown where Nami goes shopping and she's trying on a bunch of different clothes. And they actually have a reference to Miss All Sunday because Nami is wearing her outfit.
Oh, shit.
So I will post that for the listeners, but yeah, that's a fun little bit of foreshadowing to Robin there. Annabelle, what'd you think of this episode?
It was intriguing. Hina, she's pretty cool, so she can like turn things into a cage. That's her power.
Yeah, I need that explained to me.
Yeah, I didn't really understand.
I don't understand.
Okay.
I
Even really
mean,
tell what
from
she did to that guy.
like she essentially clotheslined him, and when she did it, like it's almost like her arm kept going around him and turned it into like a cage of some sort. So yeah, I don't really understand the cage fruit, but she can lock criminals up very easy. So.
You know what I think about often? Like, we see all of these crazy fucking powers from the people that eat the devil fruits. And, I often think, like, how did they discover that that is what they could do? You know what I
That's
mean?
right.
Like, how did she find herself in that situation to where she discovered that eating that fruit made her to turn things into cages? Or like Bong Clay can mimic other people. How did he discover that?
And so, and I think it kind of goes back and forth. I think sometimes people know what fruit they're eating, and other times people don't. Like, obviously, Luffy had no fucking clue what he was eating. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit all over the place.
I think about it a lot.
I think about who the fuck comes up with all these different powers. Like, who came up with Cage as a power? I just
Somebody on a lot of acid.
or spiky boobs. Like, that was random as shit.
I could come up with that. I just Googled the cage fruit because I just needed to know. And it's basically like whenever she hits someone, wherever she hits them, her body makes an iron cage around the person wherever she hits so she can restrain people
Okay.
wherever she wants to.
Strange.
It's
I
very
mean,
odd.
it's a good power for Marine.
Probably useful for a marine.
Tashigi. You're never, never, ever going to defeat Zoro. I'm sorry about it. It's not happening,
Weird. That's a
homegirl.
delusion. I
Yeah.
wanted to leave him alone.
Right?
Yeah, I don't
Just
like
go
forget his
away.
name, forget his face. Go on.
Yeah. Bye. Unless you can master four sword style, you're fucked. Sorry about homegirl. You're screwed. Luffy. Fucking love him. He's like, well, explain to me why you want to be on the crew. And she's like, well, I don't really have a choice. And he's like, you know what? You're right. You don't have a choice. Welcome to the crew. I love you, Luffy. And everybody's like, Luffy, what the fuck? Like, you're the best. I love him. I'm very, very interested in Nico Robin. Like, I know we've gotten a little bit of her story, but I need her entire backstory. I need to know because she's a very intriguing character. And she's not annoying yet.
I will just tell you this. It comes, and it is a fantastic fucking backstory.
Oh, I can't wait.
It like it's you'll get that answered.
Okay. I figured there's 1,000 fucking episodes. We're gonna get a lot of things answered. How many, can you tell us how many people are in the crew in total?
Right now,
Like, do we,
like right.
no, like at the end,
Present
like
day.
how many more people are we gonna collect in this crew?
Oh, he doesn't want to. Look at him. He's
No.
rocking.
I guess it depends on how you define crew.
What? The crew's
Okay.
breaking up. The crew broke up.
I never said
Orochi
that.
dies.
I never said
Luffy
that.
died.
Nobody
Dies in One Piece.
dies in One
Nami died?
Piece.
Maybe, hopefully.
Well, I guess technically present day there is a dead crew member.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, if Pell
Don't
survived
tell
that
me
fucking
anymore.
nuke, there's no way.
Well, I know what you're saying because I think I have a spoiler and you're tricky. You're a tricky one.
I
Oh my God, you look like you're
Just
about to
use a
have an
number.
aneurysm right
I don't know how to answer the like usually I'm good at answering questions truthfully without answering them. And like there's
Are
two
you
different
saying
answers I
I
can
got you?
give, and
I'm
both of
tripping
them
you
are
up right now.
right. Kind of,
He's
yeah.
sweating. I'm
Like
sweating. Look at him. Yeah, he sure is he just
sweating
ripped
over
the
there.
collar.
there are two answers I can give, and both of them are right. But also, both of them d don't tell the whole story.
All right, just leave us in the dark then.
I'm just gonna Google it.
10.
10.
10.
So what we have, Usopp, not is that including Luffy?
Yeah.
Well, it says Nico is the seventh. That's what the title
Oh
said.
yeah, that is. So we got
You know
three
Vivi's
more?
coming. You know Vivi's
No.
coming. Yeah,
No.
you know she is.
No. She has to
Is
stay on her
Karu?
country.
Is Karu there?
Karu. I would love Karu. Bon Clay?
I hope it's Karu and Bon Clay.
Oh my, just them, not Vivi.
Plot
Yeah.
twist, it's Buggy.
Okay.
Plot twist. I
Only
like
live
this.
action Buggy, though.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. So many people are screaming at us right now who've seen all this. They're like, you guys
I know.
morons.
Fucking dumbasses.
I don't
Gloomy
appreciate
dream.
art.
Just yeah, we're just gonna leave it here.
Okay. Continuing on. Sanji, he's a very charming man if he wasn't so desperate all the time.
Yes.
Like, if he wasn't so outright with how much he loves women, he could get a girl very easily. He's a very
Right?
charming man.
Like he can fight, he's charming, he's good looking, and he can cook. You don't need to be a creep.
Right? Exactly.
Right.
Thank you. And I don't care if y'all don't like the whole Pell being alive thing, but that was one that I was like, holy shit. I want to watch the next episode, but I have to wait until after we finish recording because then I'm gonna get all of it's gonna mingle together and then I'm gonna be telling spoilers. That was a good cliffhanger for me. I was like,
How
holy shit.
strange would it be to find your own grave and just like
Right?
come back to life? Ugh.
What if he actually did die and he just
And he's a ghost.
resurrected?
And he's erected?
Resurrected.
Oh, okay.
And erected.
It's
I'm here, I'm resurrected and erected.
a weird kink to get turned on by your own gravestone.
Don't kink shame.
Okay, that one's a little weird
Maybe
though.
he's like transformed into a new bird.
Ooh,
He's no longer
like
like
a
the
phoenix
hawk or whatever.
he's
Reincarnation.
got the phoenix fruit instead of the falcon fruit.
Phoenix fruit. That one's hard to
Ooh.
say. Phoenix.
Yes.
How about this? How about bird fruit model phoenix? Because he is the bird fruit model
Oh,
falcon.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of words.
It
Yeah,
is.
it is. Too many. It's too much.
But it's also accurate. Okay. Whitney, what did you think of the episode 130?
Feel like I've said it all already, because I kept jumping into conversations, but like
You're
that
welcome
was
to
pretty
jump
much it.
in.
I
Okay.
just really needed to know more about her fruit. Yeah, I want to know this world history also. I love archaeology and I need to know why she was a fugitive at 8 years old, why she destroyed a bunch of ships, how she just did all that. Yeah. And I don't know if I trust her yet. She seems all right, but again, I don't know.
Damn it. See, I just got this notification while we're sitting here
Oh, I thought
recording
you were just
now.
looking at the chest.
I
I was
know,
just
I
looking at
just Zoro's chest.
torso.
Holy shit. Woo.
Derek has a nice Zoro picture on his wallpaper, his lock screen.
It changes. It's a rotating.
Just uninstall the app and
I know, I
reinstall it.
need to.
You boomer.
I know. No, we're listeners,
Pawpaw.
what happened is
Come on,
a
Pawpaw.
notification just popped up that Whitney sent me a snap a day ago again.
And I did not. I don't send snaps to Derek. He that he
That's
likes
a
to think
fucking
that I
lie.
communicate. It's photoshopped. Photoshop.
Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to our extra credit, after credit, shit, whatever.
Extracurricular activities.
That's it.
Wow, thanks, Annabelle. Wow, she knows more about it than we
She,
do.
I know she does.
I do my extra credit.
any last quotes? No, okay. I did have the one wrote down that I think it was Amanda that mentioned where like everybody's pouting that Vivi's not there. And Zoro's like, if you wanted her to join that band, you shouldn't have let her leave. And everyone's like, you savage, blockhead, idiot. And then you got Luffy, three sword style. I fucking loved that. And then of course he was like, that's not an insult, Luffy. Four sword style. Pirate pal.
So, I don't hate me, but I don't remember if I've used this one before. I looked on our, which I'm not the greatest at posting, as you guys already know, but I don't remember if we've ever used Miss Nico Robin
I
as
don't
our
think we
Baroque
have.
pal. Yeah, so I figured that was topical. And when you Google photos of her, most of the ones I saw, I was like, I've never seen her look like that. So I tried to find one that makes her look similar to what we've seen. I can't remember. This is one of her in like a cowboy hat. Although I will say that some of the photos I've seen of her on Google look like the ones we saw at GalaxyCon, the cosplays, like the big fuzzy white hat. It's like a big round hat. Saw a lot of those in Columbus, but yeah, I figured she would be topical. She's both a Baroque Works Pal of the Week and now apparently a Pirate Pal of the Week. We can get back to Pirate Pals, maybe.
That is absolutely fair.
Yep.
Okay, do we have an animanifestation?
Maybe just let's see. Well, we all like I guess this can lead into MVPs too. I want to see more of Bonclay.
All right, and do we have nominations for the piece of shit?
Vivi.
Vivi. Vivi. We don't need to discuss it. It's Vivi.
So it's funny because like I sat here and I was thinking about this a lot. I was like, I don't know who. I'm having trouble with this. And I wrote down Sanji, but I don't remember why.
Probably because he was a big creep.
That
Yeah.
maybe that was it. But yeah, I did have Sanji down.
Perv level ultimate.
Yeah.
And he like did a lot of destruction of
Oh yeah.
the
That
cities.
I mean, it was hilarious, but
It
also
was.
bad.
Okay, and MVPs. So, because we're obviously giving the piece of shit to Vivi.
I say that we do MVP's Bonclay and we use the photo of that lovely gentleman that we met in Columbus as
Oh my
the sofa.
God, that'd be so
Okay.
great.
He helped them get away. He was so
Yeah.
like selfless
Yeah.
and like because we talked about wondering what his motivations were, but I really do think that he was being like in good faith. He was acting in good faith here because he wanted friends. And I think Annabelle said he'd worked for this bad guy for so long. That's just what he did. And he never really got to be close to anybody or anybody that showed interest in him. So I feel like he was genuine here.
Okay. Bonclay was my nomination as well. Annabelle, is that yours is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Yay.
unanimous Bonclay. I think that's
Sweet.
absolutely fair. Okay, so now we are at the end of the Alabasta arc. What were some of your favorite moments from this arc? Like anything standing out to you looking back on
Benishoom. Yeah.
it? The five ton
Carly.
hammer was amazing.
That was so funny. Oh my God. I was like, how the fuck is he lifting this hammer? If we were about to get some crazy backstory on Usopp. No, he's just a cheat and a liar, like always.
Fucking
Fucking Usopp.
Usopp.
I really liked the Luffy butt too. That really got me. I saw his little butt in the background because they don't like it's not super noticeable. And I'm like, hey, that's funny. Luffy butt.
Here's his tushy.
It's tiny.
I just like seeing all the different Baroque Works people, like all the new powers and Miss Merry Christmas. I liked her a lot. Remember who else? There was another one I really liked a lot.
Miss Valentine.
Was she
Fuck
wait?
off.
No, she's the Umbrella Lady, right?
Yeah.
No, hate
Chloe.
her. The two that were in the clock tower that got along really well, I like them because they actually enjoyed each other's company.
Miss Father's Day.
Father's Day.
She was so annoying. Oh my
She annoyed the
was,
fuck.
but I was like, at least they like working together. Everybody else hated each other. They hated
Right?
their partners, yeah. And was she the one that like riveted all the time? Ribbit,
Yes.
ribbit.
That's what
Yeah.
was annoying me.
Well, yeah, but that was
Yeah.
short-lived. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it's over, and I don't mean that in an ugly way. I just mean like it's been a long,
Yeah, you're just ready to move
yeah.
on. Yeah. And I think it feels longer too, because we stopped for the live action as well. Like it just, we've been reviewing the Alabasta arc now since August, I think.
Yeah.
Because we took a 2 month break there. So yeah, this arc is definitely taken a little bit. I did like it, talking about Miss Valentine there briefly just popped it. That one quote of hers popped into my head where she's like talking to Luffy, but Luffy and Zoro were busy arguing at Whiskey Peak, and so they weren't paying any attention to her at all. And she's like up there floating. She's like, "Hey, pay attention to me, you jackass!" I did like that quote from her. Like, I feel like a lot of people feel that internally. Like, that would be a great gif if that was a gif that people could send out. I feel like that would be a very common one.
Or like contrary, don't pay attention to me. Don't leave me alone, please.
yes, Amanda. I,
Chopper when he's being complimented and he's just like,
yes,
ooh.
you like
And he's like,
you can
the
stop now.
I feel like that's
Poor
Amanda.
thing.
When you start paying her compliments, she's just gonna be like, ooh, get out of
Help
here,
me.
leave, get out of my face.
Leave. Yeah.
I loved a lot of Luffy moments throughout this arc, between the different impressions. And some of the quotes he had, like when he was locked up in the cell with Croc, or like talking to Crocodile or whatever, and he was like, "Yeah, you better believe it, buddy."
Yeah, that really got me.
I love that. And then this with this episode on the three sword style, four sword style, like some of Luffy's quotes were just really funny. And then Crocus and Laboon and like the camera like jumping all over the place.
Forgot about that. That was so long ago. Like, I
I
don't even remember
know
where this arc started.
that
Was
that's
that in
where
this arc?
it is. That's where the arc started.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
Wow.
that is where the arc started, was there with Crocus and Laboon.
Yeah, I love that.
But yeah, and then I think they did a really good job on Chopper's backstory as well. So I think this arc had quite a few good
Oh
moments
yeah,
that,
like the one that broke my heart into tiny millions of pieces.
yeah, very very well done.
Yeah. I don't want to see that live action. It's gonna suck.
I mean, yeah, we'll leave that there. Okay, so just to give an update on kind of where we're at right now. Let's see. So MVPs, currently Nami is sitting at the top with four. Luffy and Chopper both have three, so they are right behind her. And Zoro and Sanji both have two. And piece of shit, Usopp is leading with five.
Accurate.
And yep, Nami at three, Luffy at two, and Wapol earned two in just like the 15 episodes of Drum Kingdom.
Yeah.
So yeah, Wapol's definitely on there. Seven Warlords, we did add Crocodile to our list of warlords with Hawkeye, Mihawk, and Jinbei. But of course, this set of episodes also crossed him off of that list. So we are back down to two out of seven. And our crew bounties. So right now we've got Luffy at 100 million, Robin at 79 million, and Zoro at 60 million. Okay. And let's see. What do you all, anything that you all want to see next arc? Like anything in particular that you're kind of hoping for?
Archaeology shit.
Archaeology shit. Okay.
Yeah, I do too. I want to see history, world building stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Less Marines. I don't need Marines.
No more
Less
Marines. Okay.
Marines. Unless it's Kobe.
Unless it's Kobe. Okay.
I'm excited to see more bad guys.
Yeah, I want to see the new Big Bad for sure.
Okay. I'm in. Yes.
Oh yeah,
All
you can't answer this question.
right. There are things I want to say, but if I don't want to spoil shit, so I'm just gonna leave it there. Okay, and lastly, Captain of the Alabasta Ark. For our new listeners that didn't listen to the end of the Ark episode from East Blue, so the Captain of the Alabasta of the Ark is essentially MVPs, but for the entire arc. So, who do we think had the most impact of this arc? I'm going to throw in Nico Robin right away. Because she did save
Karu.
Luffy's ass 3 times.
Karu.
I like Karu. I was gonna say Luffy.
I was leaning Luffy also. I mean, I think Nico Robin's a good option, but Luffy
Yeah.
really took the brunt of every fight coming from
Yeah.
Crocodile. Like
Yeah.
he died twice, you know?
And was saved by Nico Robin twice so he could keep going.
Oh, well, fair.
And
He
she
saved
also.
her, you know. He
At the
carried her out of
very
that.
end, he did. But then she also was not giving Crocodile all of the information that she knew about the crew being alive, about Sanji being there. So she was still allowing Sanji to work behind the scenes. And all of that shit with the Poneglyph about her lying to Crocodile about that to keep his hands off of a weapon that could possibly fuck up the entire world. So I think she was not in this arc a whole lot, but I think a lot of the stuff that she did was extremely major.
Like behind the scenes.
I
You
think
have
it's
a
more.
great argument. Yeah, good point. I agree. Nico Robin.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
She better not disappoint me.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know. Okay, so now we have our tier maker. So I will go ahead and share my screen real quick. If I can figure out how to do that, 1 second here.
Do
Portion of screen.
do
Okay, I
do
know. I'm so sorry.
do do do
I need to go to
do
the
do 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 do
Dead
do do.
air.
There we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Look at all those characters.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I
Bellamy.
think
Oh my God, I feel like I haven't seen her in fucking forever.
I
This needs to be
know.
one episode. Yeah, I
So
know. Derek.
I think we'll fly right through this, okay?
Good God.
I think we will. Okay, so first off, our crew members. Where do we feel like our crew members? I feel like Luffy elite. Last
Yeah.
he was elite last arc, so I think it would be fair that he
Okay.
kept improving based off of that.
He's gonna be king of the pirates. He's elite.
Okay. Elite it is. I'm pulling up our previous tier maker now so I can kind of see where everyone was at. Okay. Nico Robin. Cause like I obviously she's still new and she wasn't in a lot, so I definitely understand not putting her in elite. And I like honestly I could put her in TBD. Like
TBD.
cause
TBD
like
is good.
we don't know a lot about her yet. I would love to put her higher, but that's just me being me.
Elite.
Zoro
Elite.
elite. Okay,
Elite.
he was an elite last time, so I figured he was probably going right fucking back there. Sanji.
I'd
Physically,
say.
he didn't do a ton, but then he had all that shit where like Baroque Works didn't know about him for a long time.
And yeah, he was doing a lot of behind the scenes shit for sure in
I'd
this
say
arc.
solid.
Yeah.
Solid? Okay.
Solid.
That
'Cause
is where he was.
he did kick Bunkley's ass a little bit.
True.
True.
That is where he was at last arc too. So sitting right there about the same. Nami.
Yeah. She
She's
didn't do
average.
much this time.
Actually,
Average.
she could have been better because she was kind of a
Agreed.
whiny little bitch baby this arc.
Yeah. Put her there.
Okay, could have been better. I think that's fair. Like, 'cause yeah, she didn't really do a whole lot this arc, and like the final moments when she did have her moment to step up. Honestly, I feel kind of bad for her because I feel like Usopp fucked it up for her by screwing with the Climate Act.
Yeah.
Like, so I would love to give her brownie points for that fight, and maybe she deserves them because she still overcame Usopp's bullshit and still pulled out the win. But yeah, that was
But
like.
we've seen her fight before. Why is she acting like she's never fought before?
Maybe it's just people of this level, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. She was just a little whiny bitch to me,
Okay.
so.
Yeah, I think could have been better is fair. We actually had her at average last arc, so she went down a little bit. And Chopper. Where do we want to put our new crew member, Chopper?
He's pretty solid. Yeah.
Pretty solid. Okay. And
Usopp, I feel
Usopp.
like default goes into Usopp.
Usopp goes into Usopp.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's where he was last. By the way, I did not change the name of any of these tiers. Like, that's exactly what they were last arc too. So Usopp, right back into Usopp. And so now we are getting into our characters that did not appear in this arc, but they were considered elite last arc. So let's see if they still get to be considered elite, or are they going to fall off compared to the new characters? So, how are we feeling about Kuro now that we've seen Crocodile? Do we
He's
still
elite, I would say.
elite? We did have Kuro in elite last arc, yeah.
I would say Kuro is probably solid because, yeah, he's not as powerful as Crocodile with like brute force, but he's got that psycho serial
Yeah.
killer mentality.
And that's
Yeah.
why we put him in elite last time.
Yeah.
His plans were way smaller scale than Crocodile's.
So solid.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is kind of funny because I was like trying to remember all of the stuff we did like for the end of the arc from East Blue. So I went back and listened to the end of that episode again. And I forgot to put Mary in the tier maker last time. So if I would not have gone back and listened to that, then I would not have remembered to put him in this time. How we feeling about Mary?
I don't know.
He's average. He's just there.
Yeah,
Okay.
average. I feel bad he got
Okay.
murdered. He's the only one who fucking died.
Yeah.
No, he didn't die. He died in the live
Well,
action.
live
In the
action, he
anime,
died.
he did not.
In the anime,
Yeah.
he had a band-aid on his forehead.
Yeah.
And Zeph.
Average? I don't know. He's fine.
Because he did build. He did kind of make Sanji who he is. Granted. We've said negative things
He didn't
about
make him a
Sanji.
pervert, though, did he?
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't
Didn't make
think he did. So, solid, is that where we're putting him?
Sure.
Okay. Momu. Momu is
Elite.
back in town. Elite?
The animals are
Oh,
elite. Yeah, animals are elite.
oh
All of them.
God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fucking okay. Nojiko.
She's solid.
She
I mean, wherever she was last time,
was
she
elite
had her.
last time. So It was a
But
lot of
compared to all of these new characters we're gonna put in here, I'd put her in solid
Yeah.
think so?
or
Okay.
average.
Maybe
Solid.
average. Oh, solid's fine.
And Bellemere.
Average.
Average? Okay.
Yeah.
Shoo shoo.
Elite.
Elite.
Oh, fuck.
We can't include the
Smoker's
old people
kind
if
of
there's too many
elite.
animals.
Crocodile.
Oh, that's Crocodile. Obviously, he's an elite. He's a big bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been the biggest bad we've had.
Yeah.
Yep, and I think he was kind of, dove out, dug out pretty well too, and very, like a lot of the shit that he did, like he had contingencies for his contingencies, like strategically he was flawless in everything that happened, really. So yeah, I think elite is absolutely fair for Crocodile. I think he earned that. Mr. One.
Average.
Yeah, I'm really kind of feeling
Average.
average. It could have been
Yeah.
better. Miss Doublefinger. I like Miss Doublefinger.
She was cool.
She was cool. She was sarcastic, and her boobs poke people.
She was a
I
little hussy, but she was cool.
Miss Doublefinger. I want to put her in solid.
Okay.
Okay. Mr.
Elite.
Two, elite.
Elite.
Elite. Fair enough. Easy. Mr. Three.
Could have been better.
Could have been
Yeah.
better. Okay.
Ugh. Fucking weirdo.
Miss
This
Golden
is not a
Week.
weirdo. Ugh. Oh yeah, she was
Usopp.
pretty weird. I don't like her. Usopp.
Usopp. Mr.
Usopp.
Four.
Usopp.
Usopp. Miss Merry Christmas.
Solid.
Oh. Elite.
I heard
No, solid.
solid. I'm voting for solid. I can deal
Solid,
with
solid.
solid. I kind of want to put her in average, but I understand solid. Mr. Five, booger picker.
I hated that dude. I
Could
don't
have
know.
been
Could have
better.
been better.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Valentine.
Usopp. Yeah.
Usopp.
Yeah.
Okay. The
She's
banana gator.
elite. I love the banana gators.
Well, they're just doing what they do.
It's a gator sprouted from a banana. Yeah.
Elite.
Yeah.
Okay. Ace.
Elite. Elite. Elite.
Yeah, for sure. Fire
BB.
Fist is elite. Fire Fist.
Could have been better.
Oh,
Yeah,
thank you.
could
I
have been
was
so
gonna
much
say that.
better. Because she just, like, I wish she would have saved herself.
That
Yeah. She could have
hurts.
utilized her powers much better.
That really hurts.
Elite.
Karu,
Elite.
that's
Karu.
fair. King Cobra.
Average? Average, yeah.
I can put him in average. Chaka.
Average.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah. I couldn't
I
even
feel like
remember his name most of the time.
he could be and could have been better. That's
Okay.
fine. Because yeah, he didn't do a whole lot. Hell.
I feel like Pell has got to at least be solid because he died three
No,
times but
he's
didn't.
pretty solid. He always was very selfless.
He was, but he got his. Okay, yeah, that's fair. Okay, solid's fine. Yeah, we can do that. I can agree with that. Igaram.
Don't know. Average?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, average.
Okay. And Koza.
I feel like we didn't get to know him very well.
I can agree with that as well.
Could have been better. Could
Could
have
have been
been
better.
better.
Works for
Yeah.
me. Kung Fu Dugong.
Elite.
Son of a
Yep.
bitch.
Why do you
Okay.
hate animals, Derek?
Crocus. I fucking love Crocus. I need to put him at least average,
Average.
if not solid.
Really?
Yeah, I fucking love Crocus.
Okay.
Crocus
Okay.
is great.
Yeah, just for the running gag
You're
itself.
right. The running gag was
Sure.
good.
Okay, so
Yeah.
solid. Laboon.
Elite. Elite.
I
Elite.
fucking love Laboon. I miss Laboon so much. And so these next three are going to be kind of hard just because the fact they were only in one episode in this arc. We have to somehow ignore the live action for these
Fuck.
three.
Yeah, that is hard because I really
Damn.
like the three of
I
them in live
know.
action.
I know. Admiral Garb.
How about
Can they like,
TBD?
yeah, can they like all go in
yeah.
average? Because
We can do
we
that.
didn't really
Yeah.
see them.
We'll see them more, I'm
Yeah.
sure.
Because, like, I know we put both Kobe and Helmeppo in Usopp last arc, but I also remember when we were reviewing those episodes that both of you said that you were liking both of them a lot better. So I think average is a good step up for them while also not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Dory and Broggy.
Uh-oh. I was like, who the fuck is that?
I mean,
Could
they
have
were
been better.
fine. Average, could have been better, either one.
Yeah, maybe it could have been better. Dalton? Dalton,
Average.
what he had the ox fruit from Drum Island,
Yeah,
with
he's the
Chopper.
animal guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like he could have been better because he didn't really do a whole lot in that arc. He was just kind of there.
Okay.
And Dr. Kareha.
Elite.
Ooh, yeah.
Elite.
Or
Okay.
solid. She's great.
I'm good.
Either one.
I'm good with the lead. I love Dr. Kareha and Dr. Hiraluk.
He's
I
pretty
feel like
good too.
he, yeah, I kind of feel like he should be an elite as well. He was great. Smoker.
Solid.
I think he moved up to solid for me in these last few episodes.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. We had him in average last, so. And Tashigi.
Could have been better.
Yeah.
So you
She
don't think she
improved.
moved
She's not Usopp level anymore,
you
but.
think I mean well she wasn't an Usopp level last time we put her in could have
Well,
been better last arc. I think we can move her up to average.
if she got better, put her in average, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
And Hina.
TBD?
BBD.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't know much about her yet.
Okay. All right, and that is all of our characters for this arc. I will go ahead and stop sharing now. I don't have anything else. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we head on out of here?
No.
Merry almost Christmas, and
Yeah. Happy holidays.
let's see, is Hanukkah over yet? I
It
knew it
might
started
be. It started a little
today.
bit earlier than I thought it did this year, so. Yeah.
Happy New
So,
Year.
whatever you're celebrating, or if you're celebrating at all, I hope you have a good next couple weeks till the new year. Whatever you're doing, hopefully
Absolutely.
you're relaxing some and eating good food.
Absolutely.
I hope you get 15 meals in the next 3 days.
Yes, and lots of presents.
So as always, with the end of an arc, there is a filler arc after this. So the next episode we are watching is actually episode 144. We are skipping 13 episodes.
Holy crap.
Wow. Yeah.
144?
144 is the next canon episode.
And it's just Pell standing at his grave when it opens.
Yeah. Eating a sandwich.
And I was
Yeah.
actually looking ahead to this next arc too. There is no filler in this next arc, so we are just running straight through. So,
Can you
yep.
tell us what the arc is called?
No. If it was any other arc, I could, but this particular arc, the name of it kind of spoils it.
It's
So,
called
Nico
the
Robin
Buggy
discovers the world.
and
like
yeah, the Buggy Returns arc.
next week
Buggy.
after we've watched the episodes, I will be able to tell you what the arc is called, but
Oh.
I'm just gonna leave it there for now.
Well, it all
Okay.
began with Buggy. That's the history of the world.
That's it. That's Buggy right there. Oh, I think I said we just started at 144. I didn't say where we stopped. So 144 to 148 is the next episodes. So
Cool.
Annabelle, thank you so much for coming on and joining us again. You kind of got to bookend the Alabasta arc. You were with us at the beginning and now you're with us at the end here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
I'm
Okay,
liking
well,
it.
I'm so glad that you're joining in. I'm so glad that you came on with us today. And to our listeners, you can find the show on Twitter and Instagram at Going Merry Pod. And you can also support the show by leaving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It goes a long way with getting the show out there, and it is really appreciated. And also, I did forget to say the Tier Maker, we do have that up on tiermaker.com. If you just type in Going Merry Alabasta Arc, it'll pop right up. It's just called Going Merry Alabasta Arc character list. So yeah, send us your tiers and kind of where you would put people and let us know. I'd love to see them. And we will post ours on Instagram as Twitter and Twitter as well, so you can kind of see the full layout of it. And that is all. So I hope you all have an amazing rest of your week. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.